Texans. That is the music choice for a Thursday afternoon here on the Muster. As we catch up now with Rachel Holder out of Thriving Southland. Rachel, good afternoon. How's things?
Hey, Yandy. I'm good. Enjoying the sunshine here in Riverton again today.
Yeah. What do you like? Are you getting many frosts over that way?
Frost by definition, because we're hitting about 0 degrees, but it's not a crispy white frost. It's just a soft touch, which it makes for a very pleasant day to enjoy.
Ground conditions over there, I'd imagine, are looking pretty good as they are around the majority of the province.
Yeah, I am. I think I won't be alone in saying I'm pretty sure I can still see the grass growing in some parts. So.
Really?
Like a touch. It's not green, but ground conditions are very favourable for wintering, so it's been really positive. I think everyone's really enjoying their June month, which is a really nice treat for us all.
And this was a crazy thing I seen up in South Otago last week. Some guy cut a paddock. I think he's doing baleage. I don't know what the go was. It just had tongues wagging. What was going on there? No one could really figure it out. I mean, it's not as like it was like 25 degrees days or anything. It wasn't going to get much curing on it.
No, I hadn't seen that one, so I might have to go scoop it out and check out what he was up to.
Yeah, just up above Milton there, I was just thinking, what is going on? But anyway, there'll be a method behind the madness, I'm sure of it. Now, Thriving Southland, great to have you guys back on the Muster. I dare say you guys have been pretty busy.
Oh, thanks, no, it's good to be here. It has been a really big couple of months for the catchment groups in Southland for all the sort of right reasons. We have had a lot of sort of projects coming up to the end. So just as the way, some of the project lifespan is gone, they're drawing conclusions and they're coming to the results of their projects. So that has been really interesting and lots of extension events have come out of that. But, they're looking to build on all of those projects. So lots of sort of busy people out there getting ideas, turning them into the next thing for their catchment, and I guess having a bit of social time in there as well. So we've got a few things in the pipeline to look forward to.
As far as the catchment groups, they're very popular, aren't they?
Oh, they're very practical, Andy. They're very practical. So, catchment groups have been fantastic, and, we have seen them go from strength to strength in recent times in Southland. And I guess that's just as they've found their purpose in some cases. I know that sounds a bit corny, but there is a lot of room for people in catchment groups and a lot of ideas. There's a process, there's a pathway for people's ideas to turn into something practical on the ground, and it's giving people the confidence at the moment to actually make some changes, which is a really nice thing to have.
What's the best thing you like about the catchment groups being involved? What's one thing that really sticks out for you?
Oh, we have a good yarn. We have some great discussions in catchment groups.
I can imagine.
You can imagine. We have some late nights because we're solving the world's problems one at a time. But no, being in a catchment group and being a part of them, I just feel really lucky that it is on the ground. It's what's happening in our own backyards. It's what's affecting our farms and what we're doing tomorrow and today and in 10 years' time. It's bringing together our whole of community, not just the people who do the same thing as us, we're facing some big challenges and they're not easy conversations, but we're doing it in a way that's, trying to be inclusive of everybody and try and encompass all thoughts and saying, right, we're not all going to agree on everything, but what can we agree on and what can we do about it? And I think that's really powerful, especially in today's world.
Buy-in from the farmers, that's the big one though, isn't it?
Well, and it's because, especially the team at Thriving, my role and the other coordinator's role is to just do what they want us to do effectively, to help. So the groups only succeed if the idea or the communication comes from the ground up, and that's the integrity we hold on to quite dearly, that, hey, look, if you guys don't want to do it, that's fine. It's your group. If you don't want to be there, that's fine. But if you do, we're here to help, and we can sort of try and make stuff happen for you.
Talking about happen, let's go to happenings. What's coming up in the next month or two?
Well, topic of the month, or sort of end of the month, is of course winter grazing. So, less around the exacts and the rules in some cases, but more around taking the time to head around the community. We've all got a bit of extra time. So winter jobs are starting to get ticked off, which is fantastic, and the catchment groups have put on a few winter grazing tours. So the Lower Aparima has their annual one. So this is about the, oh gosh, I actually don't even want to put a number on it, but the 6th, 7th winter grazing tour. They go around the district, so that's on the 27th. Just cruising around, checking out a few different systems, and then ending with a good old barbecue. So the Lower Areti is also doing their catchment winter grazing sort of tour or field day on the 30th, which is fantastic. So a couple of good things to look forward to. And Waihopai is also doing their wetland and sediment field trap on the 4th. So different stuff for people to check out. Really just geared towards everyone coming together, having a bit of a yarn, talking about what they're doing, talking about, you know, budgeting, plan Bs, any questions that they've got.
And it also shows that cockies give a damn.
Everybody gives a damn, Andy, but yes, it does. And it's just trying to, you know, ease anybody's concerns, do that whole check in with your neighbour. Oh, yes. Gosh, this is what we've seen, this is what I've done. Gives people that next level of confidence to just, oh, sweet, nah, I'm right with the plan I've got, or, oh, shit, probably need to have a couple of extra bits in there. Whatever it is, and, you know, help share the burden, share the load, and, you know, hopefully take any stress out of the winter that people might have and try and link some connections up.
Just finally, Rachel, your social media posts on Facebook are pretty active. You encourage people to go on there to have a look?
Oh, we love it if people check out the Facebook page. It's just the best way for us to communicate with people. There is some last-minute changes that do come up every now and again, or, you know, venues and stuff, but you can also see what other groups are doing from across the province. So, like I said earlier to you today, the Facebook group of Thriving Southland actually represents sort of 35 catchment groups. That's what it is. And so there's lots of different stuff coming in from lots of different angles. And, you know, there's lots to see, check out, and, yeah, any information about upcoming events or field days is all on there as well, which is super helpful.
And unfortunately, you're not on TikTok, but you are on Facebook.
No, there's no TikTok stars within the Thriving crew just yet, but it's a work on for us.
You're all just a steady set of hands, aren't you?
That's it, exactly. The dancing's not our strong point, but again, we'll work on it. Can't be perfect.
Oh, good on you, Rachel. Always great to chat with yourself and the team at Thriving South, and you make sure you have a great afternoon.
You too. Thanks, Andy.
Rachel Holder there out of Thriving Southland. Always great to catch up with that team. TikTok. Tic-tacs. Tic-tacs are better if you ask me, but probably six one way, half dozen the other. Up next,